This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 7:46, 14 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. I was talking about that guy that got arrested in Altoona, PA, and I was got kind of confused or got it got lost. I was asking you to help me fill out my brackets here: Ohio State or Tennessee? Who wins in Columbus at the Horseshoe on December 21st? Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hanging in there this morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I hear you. I may as well get your take on this. Who you think, Tennessee or Ohio State?
I'm going to lead towards the SEC in this matchup, although Ohio State, definitely a tough, scary matchup for them, but going SEC all the way for sure.
It's going to be cold in Ohio on December 21st, but Tennessee
right.
plays some cold games too, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think the weather will be that brutal up for the Ohio State game. It won't be that bad.
I'm going to go Ohio State on this one. And what do you have with Clemson, Texas?
Oh, Texas for sure.
Yeah,
I think Clemson is I'm not feeling the Clemson matchup at all. The Tigers, I think, get caged in that one. Unfortunately for them, hasn't been an overall great ending to the season for them.
And after what I saw Saturday night against Oregon, I got to go with Penn State. But when it comes to Indiana and Notre Dame, that's the confusing one for me because I despise Notre Dame. I loathe
Notre Dame. I'm with you right there.
So I don't know how to be objective about this one. I don't know.
No, that's tough too. Kind of like Hebert is with the Cowboys. I'm always picking against Notre Dame.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do there. Let's talk about the Saints and Derek Carr. What do we know about him at this point?
Yeah, Coach Darren Rizzi said today they have not ruled him out for Sunday yet, even though there were reports that he was dealing with a fracture in his non-throwing hand and that the team was going to put him on injured reserve, according to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. He changed his change of course, too, after Rizzi spoke and said, no, they're not putting Carr on IR. They don't even think he needs surgery. They're still wait-and-see kind of approach and taking things week to week. But the problem also is with Carr is that he doesn't also have that injury to his non-throwing hand. He's also currently in the concussion protocol, so would have to clear that as well. So it's like a double whammy right there. But right now, too, the Saints weren't ready yesterday, at least, to make any kind of announcement if Carr can't go, whether it would be Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener.
Jake Haener or the Rattler.
right.
Let's talk about Kendre Miller. Thoughts on him, what you saw?
I liked the little bit of action we saw from him coming back. It was good to see him get into the end zone, obviously. The Saints' run game wasn't impressive at all, unfortunately, against the New York Giants, even though you had looked at this matchup and you thought that the Saints would be able to run all over them, and that wasn't the case. Giants really stacked the box right there. There were too many negative plays. I think it was a total of 10 runs that went for negative yards in that matchup. That's not good at all.
Yeah.
But Kendre Miller definitely, he's rested, so has that extra juice about him right now. But overall, what we've seen on this running back when he's healthy, and that's the unfortunate caveat with things, but when he's on the field, he's definitely been a producer, kind of a great compliment, I think, to a guy like Alvin Kamara because he has more of that power factor to him. And, a little more, he's elusive as well, but can definitely, power through runs. And with a guy like Taysom Hill not around anymore and Jamal Williams being very limited at all this year in this offense, you need some kind of physical presence. And I think Kendre Miller can provide that. and hopefully stays on the field because we're going to need him in this final four-game stretch.
Yeah, ain't nobody going nowhere unless that offensive line is blocking, and the offensive line was together. Yeah, we'll pick it up when we come back. You just said it. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Steve Geller, Saints, WWL Sports Director, talking about the Saints. And the Giants will also look ahead to the Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. Steve Geller joins us, WWL Sports Director, 7:57. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is, of course, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Steve, offensive line was back, and, I was expecting better things. Thoughts?
Yeah, that was a big disappointment this past game. You had, you know, Eric McCoy back in the mix. Cesar Ruiz was coming off of the concussion protocol and was able to play. Also, Lucas Patrick. The starting five was there, but man, oh man, the pressure that the Giants were able to bring on Derek Carr was, you know, constant the entire game. A guy like Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns were just in his face, and it was just a rough day all around. And I know a lot of people complain about check down Carr, but the guy didn't have any time. That's going to be a problem, obviously, this week, too, against the Washington Commanders team that's 8-5 and trying to make the playoffs. They've been looking really good this year.
So when he's Derek Carr, let's talk about him and his left hand. I get if he's, you know, if they numb it up and he's from the shotgun, even though that's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him being under center taking a snap with a broken left hand unless they numb it completely. And if they do, then I don't know how he feels when the ball gets there.
Yeah, it's definitely going to depend on, obviously, the severity of this, what kind of equipment they can put on that left hand, because that was a question I had for the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, too. I'm like, can he legitimately take a snap? Mm-hmm. We know he can throw the ball with his right hand, but he's still got to, you know, get the ball and have to deal with that with his left. And the Cannon says, obviously, too, depending on how much pain, the severity of this thing, he's seen quarterbacks be able to do this in the past, even Coach Rizzi pointed a guy like Justin Herbert who was able to play with this injury.
People that have never played center don't realize that's a pretty intimate relationship between a quarterback and the center, and that ball is going up there pretty fast. It's not just being handed off gently. Let's talk about the Commanders. What kind of offensive line, defensive lines do they have? What is it the Saints are going to have to watch out for besides Jaden Daniels, and they've not done well against running quarterbacks?
Oh, that's what scares me the most, Tommy. Obviously, we know Jaden Daniels well from his LSU days. Has been passing well, completing 70% of his balls. Also running well, obviously averaging 5.5 yards a carry right now. Their rushing game, too, has got a guy like Brian Robertson Jr. who is a problem. This offense can put up points. Defense is kind of on par with the Saints. Not too worried that much there, but man, oh, man. I don't think the Saints can keep up with this Washington team if they allow them to get into the end zone.
Thank you, Steve. Y'all appreciate your time, your insight, as always, my friend. We'll be listening for y'all tomorrow night when y'all are at the Treasure Chest Casino with Mike Dettillier. Have a good time until then, all right?
Cheers, Tommy.
All right, same to you, sir. Of course, Steve will be on this evening, Sports Talk with Bobby and Mike, and he'll talk to John Sumrall. Also, they'll talk with Mark Schlereth. Mike Haas will be on with Mickey Loomis for the Saints Hour at 7 and more.